Scotty's Symphony.
Hello, it's Oliver Morris, your dude. I'm here to talk about Apollo Plus. It's a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as myself. You can listen ad-free, you can listen to early access, exclusives, behind-the-scenes, supercuts, and more. And there are whole loads of great creators that you would love on there. For Lightning Bottler-specific fans, you can get weather reports, which are sort of talks with collaborators about the projects that we have worked on. And also, you can get Lightning Bolts early and ad-free. So if that's the kind of thing that you're interested in, go subscribe now. Go, quick, come on. I ain't got all day. Lightning Bolts. Episode 3. Dreams. Drifting. As I tread the bounds between sleep and awake, I roll to stay in the here and now. But three cigarettes later, two sacrificed to the floor, one still smoking in her mouth, filters were completely fine. Until the maths wore out, until skies grew grey, until there were things I wanted to filter, then the filter went away. Rags. The cat quietly jingles on top of my belly as my aching feet do the hard work of nothing at all, jumping up only to flump down in a comfier position. It gives me no joy to know that I soon will move again, get up and feed potatoes to the roiling broth, click on mice and make light with friends online, sharing the mirth of celebrations up and down the country. For all this happiness will mean that I must move this sleeping boy. Greta's morning. I saw the moon at 9 a.m. hanging full above the sky, and when I drank my morning coffee, all I could really wonder is why, dangling beyond the cranes on a canvas scaly blue, greeting all the disco dancers at the early prances and the strange uncouth behaviours in the morning light, giving commuters such a fright when on the DLR they spy the moon still hanging in the sky. And it hung there all day and night till, "That's no moon," some people cry, and unfortunately they were right. It was a Death Star. We all died. Involuntary snores. Sympathy secretly imitates the long sighs, the pointed silences, the shared remarks just out of earshot that rattle beautiful around the mind, until settling on something quite unseemly, unspeakable, and undulating in the curve of your breath. Sleeping ancient, sinking away, the day to day causes hardship and grief, but the bed brings comfort and unlife for a little while. There are no clocks to watch. There is no time to tell. There is no one to disappoint until you hear that calling bell of cell phone, or perhaps your cat, who sits upon your Mustang project, watching you like guardian or vulture, waiting for their prey to die. Eat up, little one, if I can provide in my own life, that's a small relief. But I'd rather you curled up beside me and purred, or waited by the windowsill, watching the world move sweetly by. Darkening crystal was the only tedious transfiguration, flashing images from frame to movement and suck upon your watching eyes and gives you things behind them. Adrenaline and dopamine and synaptic shocks in sweet locations, titillating, fascinating, stopping life dead in its tracks. With that cliffhanger ending, the one you couldn't skip through, where you have to know the ending even if it takes 5 more hours. See the sea foam for the flowers, images impossible brought to light by cameras true, and share in someone else's vision. Now still the analyzing mind protests, but then maybe it's time for bed. You've been listening to Lightning Bolts. That episode was Dreams. All poems written and performed by Oliver Morris.